This is Brad Coletti, lead guitarist of Scarecard from Tucson, Arizona. And you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with host Jim Madonna. Crank it up! Yeah.
Everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock. Man, we got it all. And today is no different because I have hard rocker and lead guitarist, Mr. Brad Coletti of Scarecard on the line. Brad, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, you're welcome, man. Listen, Brad, I got to tell you, man, I want to thank you, man, for contacting me in reference to doing this interview. You know, when you had sent me over your music, I was not familiar with Scarecard. And I'm going to tell you what, brother, you made me a believer because, brother, the tunes that you guys got to offer are freaking amazing. And so I just want to say to you what an honor it is to have you on my show.
Thank you so much, brother, and it's an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
Why don't we go ahead, man, and let's start out kind of simple, and why don't you go ahead and give the listeners some history about yourself and Scarecard, and what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play some tracks off the CD, self-titled Scarecard. I'm not sure if we're going to do them in any particular order. However, we're going to play them, so what I'm going to do, brother, turn the floor over to you, man.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks. Well, see, a little bit about me. I've been playing guitar for quite a few years. I was in a band in the past called Nightfall Avenue. We had some success there. And two of the members from that band and myself are now in Scarecard. Sean Mossert, our drummer, Robert Fletcher, our rhythm guitar player, and myself, we're in Scarecard. So kind of long story short, when Nightfall Avenue broke up, we kind of sort of went our ways and had little projects on the side. And then things just kind of happened, and we decided to move forward and put this band together. Jeff Carlson, our singer, and I had been talking for a while about putting a project together. And at that time, Sean Mosser and Dave Battinger were in another project that was getting ready to end. And so we just talked about it and said, hey, you know what? Let's put a band together, all original band, and let's see what we can do. And that's kind of where we are right now.
Now, when did Scarecard originate? What year was that?
I think 2 years ago, so 2015, I think the middle of 2015.
Okay, now you guys have also played with some pretty cool artists in the mainstream. I'm looking at, you guys played with Jack Russell, Great White, Bang Tango, Slaughter, is that right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we did play with those guys, also Lynch Mob. We did a gig with Bret Michaels last year. Yeah, man, so we were able to play some pretty fun. We had a pretty successful year last year. Yeah, we also had Frank Cannon from Tesla come over and jam with us at a rehearsal place one night. That was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. What is it like? What's your experience, you know, when you get up on stage and you know, these other mainstream artists coming on, you know, what's going through your mind, man, when, you know, you're like, you know, on the stage going, holy shit, I'm here with, you know, Ani Logan with Lynch Mob or Slaughter or Bret Michaels, like you had stated, you know. What's it like to share the same stage with these guys?
It's pretty crazy, man, I got to say, because, you know, I grew up listening to all those bands. And then when you're chilling with them and hanging out and talking to them on a personal level, it's pretty weird, but awesome. Pretty surreal. I'm nervous on the inside, but, you know, you got to be professional. And really, at the end of the day, they're just one of us. They're just cool guys down to earth. And it's just awesome to be around those guys, you know.
Killer, man. Now, the CD Scarecard, before we get into the tracks, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners where your music is available?
Absolutely, yeah. It's on all the main, you know, websites, iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Name, you know, all your standard websites. So that's how you can get them there. You can reach out to us on our Facebook page, Scarecard AZ for Arizona. And inquire that way as well. But typically online is where most of the folks seem to be buying them.
What is the music scene like out there in Tucson, Arizona? I mean, where I come from, things are, I don't know, they're kind of dead, man. I mean, you know, we don't get a lot of acts that come through town. So, you know, what's it like there in Tucson?
You know, man, I got to tell you, Tucson's very underrated for a music scene. There are a lot of great bands here. And it's an honor to be amongst them. and I saw it needs to be put on the map, to be honest with you, because we could compete with just about anybody out there. You know, some great, great talent here. I go to shows, and I'm just blown away all the time by the, not only just the music, but the shows. It's amazing. It's amazing in Tucson.
Okay. How'd you guys come up with the name Scarecard?
That's a great question. We were throwing around names for a couple of few weeks, I think, most of which I probably couldn't say on the air. And we had a good time with it, and we just went on and on and on every day, and everybody would have a different name. And to be honest, I can't remember who kind of threw out Scarecard. I think it was Jeff, our singer. And we didn't laugh. We're like, oh, that's kind of cool, actually. And we kind of looked it up, and we thought, you know what? After researching, you know, every name that we thought was cool was actually taken. Scarecard was actually sort of cool.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, now, what we're going to do is let's go ahead and talk about some tracks on the self-titled album Scarecard. The first song I want to talk about is, of course, Scarecard. Why don't you go ahead and give the listeners some history about that track?
Yeah, you know, a few of us guys in the band are big Kiss fans, so I kind of came up with that intro riff. It's a little bit, it follows Almost Human from Kiss up Love Gun Album a little bit, just a tad bit. It doesn't sound like it, but it's in that vein of that. And the cool thing is the way we write, sometimes I'll come in with a riff and then other guys will have a bridge, you know, and we just kind of assemble the song. And that's kind of how Scarecard happened. We all sort of assembled different parts and then put it all together. And basically the song is about, you know, chilling with your boys, playing poker and having a Scarecard in your hand and throwing it down. And basically what a Scarecard is, it's used in poker. It refers to meaningful community card. Basically, it completes possible draws or has the potential to turn into a once-winning hand into trash. Kind of like the idea of the band. I don't know. We think it's cool.
Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Scarecard with Brad Coletti on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Scarecard, it'll make you see. Once you dealt the Scarecard, it'll
All right, welcome back. We are with Bradley, guitarist of Scarecard. And brother, I just want to tell you, man, I hate to sound robotic, and you know, I kind of say that every interview, but all these tracks are just amazing, man. So if I say it again, I don't mean to repeat myself. It's just, it is what it is, brother.
Thank you, brother. No, you can keep talking about it. It's fine.
All right. As we know, man, you know, social media has really exploded. What's your thoughts on social media as far as being a musician and distributing your stuff, you know, getting your music out there? How much of a factor has it played with you guys? And do you see a benefit with this, with social media?
100%. Everything is real time. It's all instantaneous. You put a song out there and, you know, people in Australia are listening to it within, you know, a couple of seconds. It's awesome how far everything can reach. You know, if you think back to the 80s, I mean, you go to a record store, you know, you'd buy an album and listen to it at home and, you know, call your friend or write your friend back east and say, I love this album. Now you put it on Facebook and they see it, you know, right away. It's awesome, the reach with social media. It's amazing.
Let me say this to you, man. You know, I've always got this thing. You know, I remember, you know, back in the 80s, the early 80s, you know, okay, we'll talk about a Kiss album since we've already talked about that prior. You know, take like Creatures of the Night, for example. I remember when that album came out, you know, it came out on vinyl, and I'd go into the record store. And, you know, you've got the pictures on it, you know, you've got or CDs, you know, now, you know, you open them up and you look and, you know, and you can read about the bands and so on and so forth. Do you think that social media may have taken that away, that more personalized to the band because of, for example, digital downloads? You know, you can go online and you can pick out, okay, I want this one particular song from you know, whether it's Scarecard or anybody else, and say, okay, 99 cents. So do you think in that aspect maybe the industry or the social media has hurt the industry?
I don't think so. No, you know what, it's all about choices, man. You know, if you want to go to a music store and buy the CD so you can open it up and look at it, a lot of people still like to do that. Some folks want to just buy one song and they don't really care about the album cover or anything. You know, it's all about choices. The way I look at it, I think having those choices are wonderful. I like to buy CDs in the store, and sometimes I like to download songs from the internet. It just depends on, you know, what I'm interested in.
Okay, so it's just simply a personal preference to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Got it, brother. Next track I want to talk about on the album Scarecard is called Gone. How about some history on that one?
Yeah, this is a song that Jeff, our singer, wrote a while back, and basically it's about not wanting to leave your girl, but also saying that I'm done with putting up with her shit at the same time.
That simple.
That simple.
All right, man. Well, here it is. Gone with Scarecard. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast. Yeah. again, we are back with Brad Coletti of Scarecard. Bro, again, wonderful, wonderful tune, man. I mean, I love the arrangement on it. I mean, the guitar riffs, everything is just, it smokes, man. And I am so happy to be playing these tunes, man, because so many people, so many people need to hear this stuff, man. Again, man, this is just an awesome opportunity, brother.
You are too kind, Jim. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate this. This is awesome.
Hey, let me ask you this, brother. You know, if somebody was to come to you, we'll say a youngster that wants to get into the music industry, what type of advice would you give him?
You know what? I mean, it might sound a little cliche, but I would say just follow your heart, man. Just play what you like to play. Believe in it. And don't give a shit what anybody else has to say about it.
Right on.
Believe 100% in what you're doing.
Hey, listen, are you guys playing any gigs locally right now?
We do have a show coming up in May 31st. We're playing with a band called Letters of the Fire. That's going to be an awesome show. They're a national act. We've got a couple other bands locally on that bill as well. And we're working on a few things coming up this summer, some exciting things we're just kind of waiting to hear about, some more national act shows. So it's going to be an exciting year for us.
Anything in the near future as far as a record label goes?
Not yet. No. But hopefully very soon. Yeah, there's some interest, you know, with some distribution, which is the important thing, you know, getting the CDs out there. So we got a couple things cooking, but nothing big right now. We're waiting on that.
All right. Very cool. All right. Now, the next track I want to talk about is a very special track. This song I have shared on my Facebook account a couple times because it truly is an amazing song. I think it touches the heart of a lot of people. The song I'm referring to is Desert Hero. Can you give us some history on that one?
Yes, absolutely. This is a song we wrote. Our bass player wrote most of the music parts of it. And again, we collaborated as a band to finish it. Basically, this is a song we wrote for our military and our veterans, and to not forget them and what they have done for us. So this is our way of saying thank you to our military and our veterans. Very special to us as well.
That's awesome. And you know what? And I want to thank you for doing that, because our veterans, our men and women that are overseas, do not get the recognition that they deserve. And it's guys like you that will put lyrics to paper and come up with something amazing. And here it is, my friends. Desert Hero with Scarecard. Crank it up.
I feel drives meant something to him.
Welcome back. We are with Brad Colletti of Scarecard. And Brad, you know, wow, powerful, powerful stuff, my friend.
Thank you, brother. And thanks to our veterans and all of our military.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know, that, like I had stated just a moment ago, you know, they just don't get that recognition that they deserve. And, you know, every time I see military personnel in military gear, I always walk up to them and shake their hand and thank them for their service, because if it wasn't for those guys on the front lines, gosh only knows where we would be today.
Amen to that, brother.
Brad, I want to ask you this, man. Is there any, do you guys have any future projects in the works? You know, we got this CD here, self-titled Scarecard. Is there anything else that you guys are working on that the public can expect from you guys soon, or what?
Yes, we just released a CD in January. We had a big CD release party, so we're still kind of riding a little bit of the wave on the CD release. But we're also in the middle of writing new material for our shows. We're writing some pretty exciting stuff right now. So we're really looking forward to that, to bringing out some of these new songs. That's kind of where we're at right now.
Very cool. Brad, do you have anything that you want to say to your fans out there that will be tuning into this interview?
Man, just thank you so much for all the support across the board, all the messages, all the likes, all the love. We appreciate it, and it doesn't go unnoticed. And hopefully we're making you proud.
There's a lot of bands out there that are just starving, you know what I mean? And you guys are making a difference.
Thank you, brother.
Brad, the next track I want to talk about is called Break Free. How about some history on that one?
Yeah, so this song, it's basically about getting kind of fed up with where you are in life, and you want to start over, but you're really not sure where to begin. So we titled this one Break Free. Yeah, this is a fun one. I love playing this one live.
All right, well, here it is, man. Break Free with Scarecard. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
I want to break free. Day just turns into night. I wonder how to feel just to get by. Saying unto you, sometimes it seems too good to be true. Hold on tight with everything you have. Don't let go, just hold on till the end.
once again, we are back with Brad Colletti of Scarecard. And brother, we're going to go ahead and close this interview out. But what I wanted to do is I want to ask you one more question. And it's this. What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans when you leave this earth?
Cool. That is a great question. I think just to think that we did well and we didn't suck. No, you know, just that we were a good, solid band. That we were fun to watch. We put on a show for people, and they enjoyed the music. That's really about it.
Well, then you know what, man? That is an absolute great answer because you said it from the heart. All right, friends. Well, there you have it. An interview with Brad Colletti of Scarecard. And Brad, what I want to do is I want to close this show out with one more tune. This one here is called Finally. Turn it up on Power Rock Podcast. Peace.
Done.